My name's Mike Rowe, and this is my job.
I explore the country looking for people who aren't afraid to get dirty.
This one here may have bed bugs.
Bad night's sleep.
Hard-working men and women who earn an honest living.
Definitely going to have maggots on it, flies. Oh, that's a horrid smell.
Oh, God.
Doing the kinds of jobs that make civilized life possible for the rest of us.
Now, get ready. Excuse me. To get dirty.
Coming up on Dirty Jobs.
Look at it. He's chewing right through the net.
He's wanting a piece of you,
sir. He's pissed off.
Some animals are all bark and no bite. With alligator snapping turtles, it's just the opposite. Dr. Stan has made a career out of studying these endangered reptiles.
You just wanted to get out of the way.
And he lives by one simple rule. Keep your hands away from moving parts.
What are you doing in a situation like this?
Just hang on for dear life, I guess, right now.
And later.
That's a shame.
San Francisco is on the cutting edge of recycling. Now they've figured out how to reuse one more thing. Toilets.
That's right. That's bad poop. Never seen it done like that, have you?
These receptacles have seen a lot of bodily fluids over the years.
Oh, yeah, this one's full. Oh, dear. That is disappointing.
But they're about to see some new ones. Sweat and elbow grease.
One, two, three. Oh, God. Well, that's my ride for today. It's a little boat, as you can see. Dr. Stan is backing it up here. And I don't have a whole lot of information yet, but I'm fairly certain that we're going to get in the boat and go look for snapping turtles. It's not the only boat. A couple other boats over there. We'll go around and do what we do. Now you know everything I know.
I also know that we're in Arkansas at Jacksonport State Park. And we're gearing up to study these turtles with a professor from the Arkansas State University.
So, this is Dr. Stan, and he's got a thing for turtles.
Well, I study turtles.
Snapping turtles.
In particular, yep.
Whereabouts do you do your work? Where do you study?
Northeast Arkansas. Mm-hmm. That's my primary study area
right.
for these animals.
And how long have you been studying the...
Going on 38 years, something like that.
So you're about as close as I would imagine I could find to an expert in this field.
Possibly. For at least this area.
Okay.
I'm trying to make you an expert today.
Yeah, well, good luck. This is a relatively short program.
Don't have enough time, huh?
All right, so I'll be wearing one of these.
Yep. You can take the tags off.
Think safe. How about acting safe? Is that an option as well?
No acting today. This is all real stuff.
That's exactly right.
There you go.
This is, I mean, if you're looking for a definition of realness, you've come to the right place.
Mine's in the back. I'll get it on in a second here and then launch.
All right.
I'm going to get that.
We're going to get it on in a second.
This may be too small.
You think?
Let's see. Now, let's do the other one, too. Let's really do it right, Mike. Do I need to do this for you?
Yes.
Okay. You haven't done this before?
Oh, yeah. No, I have. I just like to be looked after.
Okay. Well, we're going to push you off and... motor upstream.
Perfect. Ready?
Not yet.
You better put that on. Why you get the green? What's that signify?
Well,
green.
See, I'm color matched.
It's important to look good when you're conducting science.
Let's go after snappers.
Let's do that. Looking for turtles.
Come with us.
Macro what?
Macrocheiles.
Macrocheiles.
Timinkii.
Macrocheiles timinkii. Black River, 5 miles. See you there.
The alligator snapping turtles are the largest of all freshwater turtles in North America. Because of their dwindling numbers, they've been added to a list of endangered animals in Arkansas. And Dr. Troth has been monitoring its population for the last 15 years.
What's in the cooler?
Bait.
No beer?
No beer.
We're on our way to Dota Creek, where the professor has already laid out some traps the previous day. Our job is to catch these turtles and classify them for monitoring purposes.
We'll ease in there, and you'll see where the tie is.
The net is tied to this.
Yes, you're going to have to go up there and untie. There you go.
So this is the first trap out of a series of...
12.
12 traps, and we're in what, Doodoo Creek?
Dota.
Dota Creek.
Dota. Come on this side now.
Left side.
Yeah, you got to get all the way over on this side.
Oh, up there. Oh,
No, don't bring it out yet.
Just keep coming
this way.
Keep coming.
Yeah, you stand down there. Keep coming.
Wait, man, am I standing or coming?
Keep coming this way.
I'm walking this way. Okay.
All right, now we're cooking.
You caught some orange juice.
It's called an empty net.
Empty net.
Now, at this point, we need to cut the bait off.
That'd be this guy.
Yep.
He didn't do any good at all. You're a failure. Plus, you're in half.
All right, I'll do the first one to show you. We'll put the bait we're going to save. We don't get any snappers. We're going to get snappers, by the way.
That's personal guarantee?
Oh, pretty much so.
All right, we're 0 for 1. But hope springs eternal, and you can almost feel the optimism in the air. What do you think, Doc? Feel lucky?
Yeah,
feeling lucky?
Yeah, this one's the one. Slowly.
Oh! Well, you caught a whole fish and a turtle.
All right, everything in.
Everything in.
Yeah.
Whoa.
All right, this one is a young one.
Yeah?
About 10, 12 years old.
Look at it. He's chewing right through the net.
He's wanting a piece of you,
he's
sir.
He's pissed off. I don't blame him. What's in his mouth? I mean, really, how dangerous is that?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's not going to get to you, but...
No, I mean, I'm not personally... I mean, in terms of, like, real chomping.
These animals cannot bite a broom handle in half. I don't suggest you tempting them.
What would tempt a turtle like that?
Well, I mean, putting your hand close to his head. That's the temptation.
I don't want to sass him or anything.
Okay, grab the rings again, Mike,
right,
please.
From the beginning.
Yep.
So these are, I didn't notice, but these, each ring gets a little bigger?
A little larger, This is a double-throated net.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to go through two barriers to get actually into the back of the net.
Why do you make it hard for them to get in the back of the net?
So it makes it hard for them to get out of the net.
Of course. He doesn't have the ability just to, like, whip around, right?
No, he's not going to twirl on you. Now he's after you. So it's, go get him behind the head.
Ouch! Like this?
You got him.
All right.
Hold him up.
Look at you. Aren't you handsome? That business on the tip of his tongue.
That's the lure.
Because these turtles are generally slower than fish, they use a little thing on the end of their tongue to lure the fish closer.
What you gonna do?
I gotta take a picture of the animal.
So did you just take a picture of me or the turtle?
Mostly the turtle.
Why did I just feel like this turned into a vacation and all of a sudden you're going to go home and start scrapbooking or something?
Put this on eBay and sell it.
Yeah, good luck. Look at him hanging onto that tree there, like a monkey.
That's a great posture there.
You like this?
Yeah, I'm liking it.
What about the turtle?
The turtle, he doesn't care. And now you got to get that fish out of the net and throw it in this fish bucket. This is the way you handle the turtles.
Uh-huh.
Like that.
Well, there seems...
Sort of like that.
This. Okay.
Try it again. Head that way, preferably. Not toward me. Rather have it toward you.
Well, sure you would. Hey! Whoa!
Head off.
You want his head off? Where's the hatchet?
Nah.
I'll take his head right off.
I got him.
I don't like the way he's looking at me.
Jug. The jug goes in the bag there. Oh, well, be careful with the net now.
Well, this
You're
is...
standing in the net.
I know I'm standing in the net. Okay. Jugs?
The tongue is that lure that they use to attract the fish.
Who are you talking to?
Oh, I'm sorry.
What's happening?
Sorry, here. Hold on. Now, keep your knee out of the way.
Yep.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Now that's how we do it.
Okay. He seems to have assumed a fairly laid-back position.
He looks like he's coming off a bender.
Oh, that's awesome.
Are you taking notes? I really need you to help me.
Doc.
Can you take my pencil?
Yeah, I did. I needed a souvenir, and I had to have it. Where could that thing have gone?
Maybe I didn't take it out. In all this excitement, I didn't know whether I'd taken this pencil out.
Here it is.
So, next. Mike, are you watching this?
I'm watching this.
This out of the way. There we go.
Now, he can get around on you. If he does, I'm not responsible.
Don't worry. I would never blame you.
All right. What I do is I embed the pit tag into the base of the tail. So if there is a tag there...
No ID found.
Okay.
I did hear a beep, though.
Okay. Now, the first thing we want to do is take some measurements.
You go from tip of the tail to nose or from butthole to, like, throat?
Yes. All right. Remember, these are the most dangerous part of the turtle.
The first thing we need to measure is the shell, or the carapace of the turtle.
There you are.
So this is approximately a foot, maybe 13 inches.
Did you take my...
Probably with that pencil.
I think you did.
No, what are you missing, the ruler?
I'm missing the tape measure that I used to measure the turtle.
What are you talking about?
And, you know, I seem to have lost it.
You know what? You read my mind.
Coming up.
Insert your finger and feel the penis. It's a single penis.
Down in the mouth and other orifices on a job that truly bites. And later.
If the water's turned off, how come there's water in that?
Shortcut to the bathroom.
So maybe it's not water.
Life may or may not be a bowl of cherries. This job is a bowl of something else entirely.
I'm not even sure that's people poop. Kind of weird and petite. Well, maybe it's girl poop.
You know what?
Let's do it where you're sitting.
I'm sitting here.
Well, let's do it where you're sitting, right there. You're going to have to get up, sir.
Okay, he's 13 and a half inches.
No. In metric.
Screw metric. We're in America. No.
Measuring these turtles helps the professor in determining their growth patterns.
You're supposed to say that over so I don't forget it.
252. 252.
And the sex, sir, is what?
Whenever possible.
No. You can insert your finger into the anus right here, and you can actually feel. Would you like to do that?
Yeah, I'll do it. You just focus on the anus.
I'm definitely doing that.
And the purpose here, I mean...
is to insert your finger and feel the penis. It's a single penis. You know, I'm thinking, Mike, maybe we shouldn't ought to do it with this one. This is such a young male.
Yeah, let's let him get a few years on it.
A larger one. Next thing we need to do is be very careful to do this.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Shazam.
You see the carefulness now?
I saw it in one of us, yes. You knew just when to get out of the way. The second he felt that, he came back with the purpose.
Hold there. Right there. Right here.
Oh, jeez. Look, he's just tearing. Got it.
22 pounds.
These guys can weigh up to 175 pounds. Some will live to be 70 years old.
Not in the butt.
The last thing we need to do is inject the pit tag.
In all the way.
Oh, good Lord.
Great. See, maybe you should do the next one.
Oh, no, I got him. I got
you
him.
Got him now?
He can get his claws all the way back there. That's
yes.
The...
And that's the problem. Shoot. All the way in. I think you're a pro now, sir.
Here you go, my man. Are you normally alone when you do this?
I usually have a helper.
I'm like a helper.
You're learning.
Yes, I am.
An apprentice.
Perpetual apprentice. All right, so the next net, then, I believe the current's got us. It's that way, right?
Yes, sir.
Two traps down, 10 more to go.
You got 3 fish and 2 turtles.
Once an alligator snapping turtle reaches a certain size, they really don't have any natural predators. However, the population size has dwindled as a result of loss of habitat and over-harvesting.
Oh, man, we got a lot going on here, boss. Oh, he's big.
That's a bigger one.
Some of these have a stink on them.
Yeah, they give off an odor. It's a scent, and especially during the reproductive season. If you hold the turtle sideways now and up, right side up, shell up, right through here, there's a set of 4 glands. Here, 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 and here. Turn it toward you now. This way, the other way. That's towards you now, right inside the shell here. Those glands are well protected.
Yeah, I'll say. I can't see them.
They're epidermal glands.
Uh-huh.
And so to get to them, one has to cut through the shell.
All right. I'm not that curious. I don't want to cut them open.
Yeah, there are little things crawling on them there. Just a little.
All right. That's what we're after, Mike.
We are after
leeches.
Oh, that's a tiny little leech.
That's a very good find.
To it. That's where you keep the leeches? There we go. Got it. Hey, look at that. He's already attached to me. Stop it. Come on.
Maybe I ought to do the next one.
You know what? You didn't even see the first one.
You know, leech right there on his head.
Well, be careful. Really.
Oh. Yeah, what am I thinking? Here's one on his tongue. I'll get it. You know what? Before we flip him over and do stuff, is his mouth open?
Yes.
Can you make him bite something?
Yeah.
Like something like this?
That'll work. All right. Just put it on in and... Okay,
yeah.
But you can see on the piece of wood, it didn't snap it in half, so it's a strong bite, but it's not so vicious it's going to tear through.
But he probably could.
Yes, he's not going to let go, though, most of the time.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to flip him over.
That's the best way to have him. You may have to lengthen your cooler, though. I don't know.
Ow. He's so damn big. Ow. Ah. Yeah. Ah. Stop.
Okay.
Ah.
As long as it's got the net.
Come on. No, don't do that.
Okay, the best way, push the cooler out, and you're good to go.
Oh, probably 100.
325. Got me.
Damn it, got me too.
He got me. You read it.
I read 39. Oh!
Apparently she wanted to get in quicker.
Coming up. Come on.
He's got the fish, I think.
Oh, he's got the fish in his mouth?
He's got the catfish.
Oh, man.
What? Interrupting people while they're eating is rude. Doing it to a snapping turtle is impossible.
Damn. Nature, tooth and claw, baby. Could be worse again. Could be the catfish.
And later.
All right.
No, not really.
No?
Not quite.
Some people kneel to the porcelain god. I have my own method of worship.
I don't want to do this. Where should the population be?
As far as, I mean, size-wise?
Thriving, yeah.
This is a very healthy population. Yep. So we're getting all different sizes, and that's the important thing, especially the little ones. That's really a key issue.
Yeah, because you know they're breeding, and you know they're doing their thing. What do you think, Doc?
I'm going to say two.
What's your gut tell you? Two turtles?
Two big ones.
Two big turtles?
Yeah.
I should get involved. Oh, you got three. No, you're not sufficient. Good grief.
We're just getting tired today.
We're just tired. The turtles are methodically kicking our butts.
Pretty much. Just grab a leg if you need to.
No.
Oh. No, that's quaint. You're getting rough with them. Look at that.
Come on.
Excellent.
Let go.
Job.
Let go. Think it. Stop. Come on.
He's got the fish, I think.
Oh, he's got the fish in his mouth?
He's got the catfish.
Oh, man.
So let's just take our time, play with... Yeah, just... There you go.
Let go of the thing. Oh! Damn. Nature, tooth, and claw, baby. Crap. What are you doing in a situation like this?
Just hang on for dear life, I guess, right now.
Could be worse again. Could be the catfish.
I don't think I've ever brought one out like that. That's a new one for me right there. Gorgeous animal.
What's that?
Gorgeous animals.
But gorgeous is not the first word popped to mind, but he is handsome. Man. All right.
Nose down.
Yeah.
Good one. I like that one. A little more dramatic than I thought, but it should be. But Mike, the best thing to do
yeah.
is ask for help on something like this. But since you can't get any help, sit, and relax.
Yeah.
Okay. You have a big turtle.
Thank you.
And it doesn't want to let go, but you go grab it behind the head now and lift fast and hard.
Get fast and hard, I'm lifting. Oh, big turtle. He's enormous.
He's the largest turtle in the land.
Let's just sit down here for a second. Let's just sit down.
Man, I feel like I have taught my apprentice well today.
Yeah, there
you are. Now you're cooking.
I gotta say, I like the big ones better than the small ones.
And we're not going to measure this animal, but we're going to put him in.
Let him go. Yes. Okay. Well, this seems a fitting place to say goodbye.
Well, I've enjoyed it today. This has been a great experience for me. And
I had a heck of a time. I hope he had a good time. Him, I think, probably not.
The fish didn't do well today.
No. Oh! It's the perfect exit for our show. Gentlemen. See you next time.
Well, today I've come to a little town outside of San Francisco to say goodbye to the Schlage Lock Company. Schlage used to have this whole area here, and they made locks, since 1929. But the world changes, and now there's been some outsourcing in the global economy and blah, blah, blah. So they're doing a lot of their business overseas, which means the old facility outside of San Francisco has to go the way of the dodo. And as much as I would like to be back there right now, pretending that I know how to operate that machine, turning big rocks into little rocks, that's not my mission today. I'm here for the toilets. Dora?
In here, Mike.
Ah.
This is,
that's a shame. You're tearing toilets out of the ladies' room?
Yes.
Why is it the ladies' room always looks worse than the men's room?
Oh, I don't know, Mike.
What is it with you women?
Oh, I don't know, Mike.
What do you got there?
I got the wrench.
All right.
Your job is to go through this building and take all the toilets out?
Take all the toilets out.
It's nice. It's kind of pink in here. Or chiffon, maybe. It's tasteful. Is this complicated?
No, actually, it's really easy. We're going to show you, right?
I would think so, yeah. Okay. That's kind of, it's what I do. I show up, I learn stuff, rip out a toilet, go home. Try and forget about it.
All right.
Move on.
Okay, we'll start over here on this one.
That's fine. Whatever you want to do.
So pretty much...
Wait a minute. If the water's turned off, Dora, how come there's water in that?
Yeah, maybe, when it was shut down, people working in here, shortcut to the bathroom.
So maybe it's not water.
Yeah. It might not be water.
This is going to be tricky.
How?
Well, not a lot of room in a stall, really.
No.
How many bolts hold the thing into the wall?
Four.
So you took two off on that side?
Two off on this side, and then I got two more on the other side.
All right. Ouch. I'll figure it out when I get down there.
Okay.
Let me have a go with this.
These nuts have a fancy name?
Stinky.
I'm just working on the stinky nuts. I see it spinning, but how far in do they go?
They go pretty far in there. Be careful. You want to make sure that when you're pulling it out, you're pulling it out slow, especially with that stuff in there.
Oh, yeah, this one's full. Oh, dear. That is disappointing.
Coming up.
Ah, crap. What I've done.
I bowled him over in the ladies' room, but now it's time to quit stalling.
He's a little more familiar.
And work on my stand-up routine.
Easy, huh?
Men are always easier. We're always less complicated.
And later.
Hey, last time I saw you, you were riding a shotgun on a garbage truck.
Yes, sir.
I'm back together with an old friend, picking up right where we left off.
Well, yeah, Mike.
I'm coming.
I heard that before.
Toilets are heavy.
All right.
No, not really.
Not quite. Yeah.
Yeah, some of them get stuck like that.
Jeez, you're not kidding.
Nothing's in there.
You need to hold it?
Well, yeah, if you can hold it up there with...
Sure.
I'll see you. Bend over.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Look out.
There we go.
Okay? All right.
What do one of those things weigh?
Ooh, probably like 20, 30 pounds.
No way.
Not that heavy.
That's 40, 50 pounds.
Oh, let's see. Yeah, it's about 20, 30, 40.
50, 60, maybe 70, 100. Yeah. Want to do another one?
Yeah.
I mean, what else would we do, right? We're in a bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. John, well done.
And then we,
got like...
Don't tell me. Then we do it again.
Right. Is it stuck?
Yeah. Oh, geez, I dropped my nut.
Look at this, a button. Somebody craps so hard they blew a button out.
What are the odds of that? You ever had to go so bad you lost a button? Whoops. Ah, crap. What I've done.
Wow.
Never seen it done like that, have you?
Uh-uh.
Lifting it up from the lid like that. Does it make you angry when guys... Leave the seat up?
Oh, yeah.
Does it?
Oh, yeah.
What is with women? Why do they get so angry about that?
Because when I got on, I don't want to respond to that.
No, I really want to understand. I mean, I've been yelled at all my life for leaving the seat up. And I've never understood it because it just seems like in the scheme of things, one of the easiest things in the world to do when you walk in the bathroom is, and then you sit down and you do your business. But women look at you like you're... I don't know, like you're a mass murderer if you leave the seat up.
Well, I'd be pissed off when any of my kids leave the seat up, especially when I'm in a hurry and I gotta use the bathroom.
There have been occasions in the middle of the night when I've gone in there and I've left the seat up for me and I've sat down. For half a second, it does feel like the world's coming to an end, like you're gonna fall straight through to China. Now that one's full of human,
doo-doo.
Doo-doo's good.
Yeah. Looks like somebody been smoking in there, too. Look.
Well, what else would you do? If you're going to crap in an empty bowl, you might as well kill yourself with a cigarette.
You ready?
I don't want to do this.
That looks like it's been in there a while, too.
I'm not even sure that's people poo. Look at that. It's kind of weird and petite. Well, maybe it's girl poo. I'm not used to it. I haven't seen...
You know what?
I haven't seen a lot of girl poo. Doggone it, that is disappointing. Mm.
Can I just tear it off the wall?
Tear it off.
Bad poo.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's how we do it on dirty jobs. Mm-hmm. We've taken out 7 toilets. We've learned a lot. I've learned that to get a toilet out, you need to do this. Now, ma'am, I'm going to follow you to the men's room.
All right.
After you. If there's a cameraman in your way, knock him over.
tea.
Oh, yeah. Just a little more familiar. This place is really falling down, to tell you the truth. All right. So these, we got our standard stand-up urinals. Mm-hmm. You know, why don't they have these more? I always wanted one of these in the house. Wouldn't you like that? You're a married woman, right?
No.
No? Would a man in the house be so much more convenient to have one of these?
Yeah, I imagine so. Yeah.
One for him, one for you. All right.
These come off very easily. These are much easier than the last ones, than taking out those toilet seats. Mm-hmm. Easy, huh?
Piece of cake. Men are always easier. We're always less complicated. We stand here, do our thing. Easy to put on, easy to take off. What is that hung up on? There we go. There's a certain predictability to the job after a while.
Mm-hmm. Glad I got some help today.
Where do you get the bill?
Coming up.
This is going to be fun.
Breaking up with a bunch of not-so-dear Johns.
Oh! Don't lose your day job, Mike.
And later.
This I've got some time in.
The last time I scooped the toilet, I had to use a garden trowel. This is more like it.
Keep your bucket flat. Don't tilt it down. Just keep it flat.
Just keep it flat. All right. People give me the keys to anything.
Last one.
Now we take them from the floor to the that dumpster?
Yep.
Just one at a time? How do you do it?
Just one at a time.
Yeah. Hey! Ready?
Yeah.
Look at your hand. One, two, three, four. They told me I might see you around here. How you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing, Mike?
I'm good.
Good to see you.
LJ3. You know this guy, too? Huh? LJ, this is Dora.
Dora, how you doing?
Yeah.
LJ.
A little right. Buddy of mine, last time I saw you, you were riding a shotgun on a garbage truck.
Yes, sir.
On one of our very first shows, I met LJ3 while collecting trash in San Francisco's Chinatown.
Oh, you go ahead there, LJ. I'll catch up.
What are you doing now?
Roll off. Recycle.
You're driving? You're the toilet driver?
Yes, sir, today.
I'm going to take my guy up here and go get the rest of the toilets, all right?
All right.
You take a break?
Sounds good, yeah. Take a break. That's fine.
You were awesome. You still got the muscles?
I still got it.
Yeah, man, I remember you running me up and down the steps, too, a couple of years ago.
Yeah. You got your other can, Mike? I'll see you downstairs. How you doing, Mike?
I'm coming. He's wearing me down. Two at a time.
Oh, come on, Mike. It's not that bad.
I'm dead good.
Where you at, Mike?
I'm coming.
I heard that before. Oh, there you are.
I'm coming.
Let me grab one of those for you, Mike. All right.
Toilets are heavy. That's got me.
Ah. Oh, Mike, you're cheating. Here, buddy, let me help you. Wow.
There you go.
Oh, boy.
Ah.
Got yours, Mike?
I got it.
You sure, Mike?
I'm sure. I got it.
Oh,
can't
baby.
Talk. Got to keep moving.
Hate to show you up.
Gotcha. Oh, wait a minute. That's bull crap. Oh. We're going to do this all lumberjacky.
Oh, Mike.
God, that stinks.
I'll be back to help you, Mike.
Uh-huh.
Hate to show you up, Mike. Oh, there he is.
One, two, three.
There you go.
So, that's like decades of pee right there. Hit me in the face.
Oh, what about
decades.
You?
Smells all right.
Doesn't smell that great. We're upwind. That's important.
Yeah. Go ahead. Take your breath.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. LJ's going to get the truck. I'm going to breathe in that super special smell of ammonia. Just an undercurrent of poo. Spring in San Francisco.
Turn sideways, Mike. The cable goes in easier. All right.
If you haven't noticed, every single thing on the planet gets recycled nowadays. We're gonna follow him over to the dump, see these toilets off, and be there to witness their final goodbye.
Let's go, Mike.
We're on our way to a recycling plant called Sustainable Crushing. It's on the cutting edge of the recycling industry. In fact, they took 5 years to develop the technology which crushes porcelain into tiny pieces for reuse. And since LJ and I have a truck full of toilets, I'd say we were in the right place to, well, take a dump.
This is the point of the day where we turn big toilets into little tiny pieces of toilets.
Yes, sir. We put the plastic, where the plastic needs to go.
Let's go in here.
Yeah.
And what about rubber?
Rubber will go into plastic.
All right, so rubber,
yeah.
Plastic. Anything metal goes in the gray.
Right.
This is going to be fun.
Smells like pee.
Thought the purpose of the crushing machine was to crush it.
It is.
Why are we crushing it?
We're trying to spare the parts that we can spare by crushing up what we can by hand. Nice windy day.
I'm trying to stay upwind.
Don't lose your day job, Mike.
Coming up.
Keep 1 foot on the accelerator and 1 foot on the brake.
And that's how my grandmother used to drive.
Porting the former potties to a crushing finale.
It'll eat concrete, asphalt. It even is known to eat a few pieces of steel. Today it's eating toilets.
So what happens now?
We have a machine over to our left here. Would you pick this porcelain up, grind it through the machine.
Is it going that machine there?
Yeah, it's going to go in the conveyor belt for a little ride.
I'm going to go see who's got the keys to the machines. All right, so these would be the machines, and I'm assuming you're the guys that run them?
Yeah, I'm Doug.
Doug, I'm Mike.
Robbie.
Nice to meet you.
This I've got some time in. The old Bobcat, literally minutes of experience I can bring to the proceedings. This, I don't know, what is this?
988H.
And I can scoop them up in this?
Yep.
And take them up to the hopper?
Put them into this.
We're going to put them into this.
Scoop them up in this, put them into this, and then this goes up into that.
Yes, sir.
The 9880H.
Yes, sir.
What's the H stand for?
It's the series number on the piece of equipment.
Sure doesn't stand for something? I was told it stands for, holy crap, that's a big machine. And I'm not so sure I should
be with you. I'm with you.
Come over. Keep your bucket flat. Don't tilt it down. Just keep it flat.
Oh, just keep it flat. All right.
You ready for the big one?
Oh, no.
No, yeah.
Yeah?
I think you are.
I've inspired this kind of confidence?
Yeah. Hard to believe.
Yeah, it really is.
Same thing, just a little bigger.
This thing probably costs, hundreds of dollars.
About 3/4 mil. That's all.
People give me the keys to anything. All right, and that'll probably be good right there. He can get the rest. Stop right there. All right.
Power up, baby.
Keep 1 foot on the accelerator and 1 foot on the brake. And that's how my grandmother used to drive.
Then let's go ahead and hoist it up a little. That's good right there.
Goal is to miss the Bobcat.
Miss the Bobcat. Miss the Bobcat. All right, now.
I bet I could lift that car up.
Yes, you could. But let's don't do it today. All right, a little bit more throttle.
This recycling plant that I'm about to dump my load into is like no other plant in the United States. It's one of a kind and can crush 850 tons per hour. That, my friends, is a lot of crappers.
There you go. You got my job. I think let's go to the next stage.
What is the next stage?
Next stage is going to be to fire up that plant and produce you some 3/4 inch material.
Here comes your stuff.
All right, it'll be hitting right off of here. There it comes right there.
Yeah.
Go up into the screen. Go across the screen into the crusher. Then I'll size it down to 3/4.
And you guys designed it?
Yep. Robbie was really into it. Chuck Berry.
That's it.
3/4 inch minus.
3/4 inch minus. That means everything that's coming through here is what?
3/4 to minus the sand. It'll eat concrete, asphalt, rock. It even don't need a few pieces of steel.
Today it's eating toilets. Well, it's been a lot of fun. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Robbie?
Our pleasure.
LJ, always a pleasure.
Thank you, brother.
Doug?
Thank you.
Thanks for letting me drive the big boy.
You're welcome. Our pleasure.
My only final question is there a toilet around here?
Right over this way.
Well, we've come to that point in the show where I have to try and find a new and exciting way to get you to go to discovery.com/dirty jobs to suggest my next dirty adventure. To do that today, I'm going to attempt to get a llama to instruct you to do that very thing. Dave, of course, is going to help. Dave, you ready? Proceed.
Please go to discovery.com/dirty jobs and suggest my next dirty adventure. Thank you. Thank you. Please go now, quickly as possible. I'd be eternally grateful.
Honestly, it's come to this. You know what I'm saying? A llama, Dave, doing stuff that I'm pretty sure he's not supposed to be doing. You going to the computer, discovery.com/dirty jobs, right? You can do that, right? Dave, you can stop now. Yeah. That serves him right for being covered with snot.
Have you done your homework?
That's the best part of this job.
You don't have to do homework,
too. No upside to studying. The dumber I am, the more brilliant you appear. My job is to make you look as intelligent as humanly possible.
I don't ever sweat that hard to take these seats off.
You hate to see people sweating when they're sitting on the toilet. I mean, if you break out into a sweat while you're having a seat here, that's just, you need to see a doctor.